Now, the winners of the European Inventor of the Year Awards are due to be unveiled in a ceremony at Prague Castle on Tuesday evening, with 12 inventors nominated in four categories. The award is granted by the European Commission and the European Patent Office and aims to recognise the people who are pioneering solutions to today's global challenges, a task that's all the more difficult under the present economic circumstances. Rob Cameron has been speaking to two of the nominees, Bartolomé Janek from Slovakia and Koen Meyer from the Netherlands.
My name is Bartolomé Janek. I'm working in the field of precision mechanics, especially R&D of precision gears. Majority scope for us is robotic industry.
My name is Koen Meyer. I work in a research department of a steelmaking plant, and my invention is a new way of producing iron from its natural raw material, iron ore.
Would the man in the street ever notice one of your inventions?
That's difficult to say. This usually it is not quite visible. Those who are involved in this technology, they can recognize.
I don't think in a very direct way. If my invention will be applied, I think it will mainly have long-term effects, maybe on our environment or on the competitive position of our industry.
Do you think the same reverence and respect is given to the inventors of today, people like yourselves, as was afforded the Edisons and the Teslas of the past?
I would not dare to compare myself with those people you mention here. I think you can say it very bluntly that research is just a job. Fortunately, also my company thinks it's an important job. An invention is never the work of one person. It is really a long development in a project with the cooperation of many, many people besides myself.
That's absolutely right, because inventor is the person who is visible, but usually behind there is a lot of people. Of course, someone is the first who is coming with the idea, but then a lot of very tough work is necessary to bring the idea to reality.
You're here to attend the European Inventor of the Year Awards, of which you are both nominees in two different categories. What does an award like this mean to an inventor like yourself?
In events like that, I always realize all these tough points in our professional life, I would say that keeps us on the ground. So that's very nice, and one has very good feeling of that, of course.
Personally, I'm very happy with this nomination, and it's a recognition for many years of hard work. But I think also it has a positive spin-off for the development and for the project I work on. And I certainly see that it gives a lot of extra attention that is very hard needed to keep a project like this on track, to raise funding, to raise attention also inside companies and inside the European community.
You mentioned funding there. Obviously, we're living through one of the worst global economic recessions in decades. What effect does that have on the whole field of innovation?
Personally, with the development I'm working on, we're very lucky that this money has already been committed. At the moment, we're working in a European project with several partners, also with support of the European community. So that funding is secured. Certainly for new funding in the present economic conditions will be more difficult. We also see that.
The current economic situation touches everyone. But on the other hand, these devices are needed and in the future will be needed. So I think that's a great potential for us also for the future, because research and development is a never-ending story. It never stops.
Bartolomé Janek ending that report by Rob Cameron.